Fairy Rescue, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Sophie Ward.
Chapter 1. Maddie felt as if she was in a special magical land as she weaved her way in and out of the trees, just out of sight of the main path that ran through the woods behind her grandparents' house. She could hear Grandpa talking to his dog, Milo, as he walked along the path, but otherwise the woods were silent. It was a sunny day, and rays of light were penetrating the leafy roof above her. Maddie was pretending to be a flower fairy who lived deep in the forest, and she was searching for some suitable flowers to wear as a garland in her hair. Maddie had long, light brown hair, which was curly at the ends, and which she usually tied back in a ponytail to keep off her face. Today it kept getting caught on twigs as she walked under the trees. After she had made a yellow crown out of some long-stemmed buttercups, she joined her grandfather on the path. Grandpa had just thrown a stick for Milo to fetch, and Milo, who was a very excitable Jack Russell Terrier, was barking loudly as he ran off into the woods after it. "I really like going for walks with you, Grandpa," Maddie told him, slipping her hand into his. "When Mum's with me, she won't let me do anything." Maddie's mum had come with them yesterday on their afternoon walk, and she had fussed over Maddie the whole time. She had been too worried to let Maddie run off into the woods after Milo, and she had nearly had a fit when Maddie started to climb a tree. "Your mum's just worried in case you get ill again," Grandpa said. "I'm sure she doesn't mean to spoil your fun." "Well, she does spoil it," Maddie said crossly. "She spoils everything. She treats me like a baby, and it's not fair."
"She's just feeling very protective of you because of what happened," Grandpa said. "She'll get over it. You just need to give her some time. Now, I wonder what's happened to Milo."
Milo hadn't returned with the stick, and he wasn't barking any more either. They waited for several minutes, but he still didn't return, even when Grandpa called him.
"Do you think he's all right?" Maddie asked. Grandpa didn't look too concerned.
"He might have found a rabbit hole or something. Why don't you go and have a look for him? Don't go too far, though. Give me a shout when you find him."
So Maddie set off into the woods and soon spotted Milo crouching on the ground next to a large tree stump. His bottom was sticking up in the air, and his black and white stumpy tail was wagging furiously. Maddie was about to shout out to tell Grandpa she had found him, when she saw that Milo had spotted something in the grass. Whatever it was, Milo seemed fascinated by it. At first, Maddie couldn't see what he was looking at, but then the object moved suddenly, and Maddie saw a flash of yellow whiz across the ground and dart away through the trees. Before Maddie had time to shout out, she heard a noise behind her, and her grandfather appeared. Milo started to roll about on the ground, yapping with excitement again, as Maddie told Grandpa what she had seen.
"It must have been a butterfly," Grandpa said.
"I don't think it was," Maddie said, frowning.
"Or maybe it was a fairy," Grandpa teased. "Some folks say they live in these woods."
"Really?"
Maddie had always believed in fairies, but she had never actually seen one.
"They say that if you believe in fairies and you come for a walk here often enough, you're bound to see one sooner or later," Grandpa said, smiling at her.
Maddie looked at Milo, who was now sitting up, wagging his tail.
"I wonder if Milo believes in fairies," she said.
Grandpa laughed.
"I mean it, Grandpa," she said solemnly. "Aunt Rachel told me that you can only see fairies if you believe in them.
So if Milo believes in fairies, it means he'll be able to see them, which means it really could have been a fairy he was looking at just now.